Today's Q106 Morning Show. It's Jackson and Steph. It always feels like heaven when this guy's in studio with us.
Wow.
Ooh,
listen to that.
I feel so loved.
The one and only Chef Dave Heidi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, last time you were here, our word of the day was spatchcock.
Spatchcock.
Man, we used that a tip that you gave us before our Thanksgiving meal.
Let's,
we're going to spatchcock.
Hang on, time out. Let's
oh, yeah, I guess we should rehearse.
Can't just be throwing words like that around, Steph, and not say what that has to do with.
It's like butterflying your turkey.
Yes.
Yeah, and my husband said he's going to do that every year from
it's
here on
so
out.
Good. Yes. Isn't it? It's like the moistest turkey.
It is.
Moist. There's
moist.
Another word.
That was, we said that
would be the
lot.
Word of the day today. No, yeah. Wait, okay. Maybe not today. Maybe not on Giving Tuesday.
Give moist turkey today.
Give moist turkey today.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
I keep that microphone up there, by. So it is Giving Tuesday, and we had to have you in because you're one of the most... You can see the way he's holding the microphone now. Anyways, you're one of those generous and sweet people that we know, and you run an organization. You're starting up a pay-what-you-can restaurant.
I sure am.
Called Little John's.
Yep.
And you've also done, I like to call you a serial do-gooder.
Yes.
Because you are always doing good.
You are.
And for nothing in return. Like, you give a lot of you, and we love that.
Well, thank you, man. Well,
you bet.
I would say right back at you with JCAF. So
we're okay.
Yeah, you're pretty good too.
Yeah.
Good people like good people.
That's when
I can't say anything nice about Steph. But like
when I first met
you're fantastic.
When I first met you, I literally said to my wife, I met this guy at the children's hospital today named Chef Dave. I was like, I don't know what this guy's deal is, but I think he's a criminal. No. I said, but I want to be friends with him. And you had just a glow about you. Now let's talk a little bit about Little John's and what it is.
Turns out it was diabetes.
That gives you that
nice warm sugar glow, you know?
Chef right Dave, your idea of pay what you can restaurant is one of those like no duh ideas, but it's so hard to get it up off the ground.
Yeah, it is. You know, so our whole concept really quick is just we're trying to take grocery store excess and train military veterans how to cook with mm-hmm. that grocery store excess. And then offering it up at a pay-what-you-can model so that anyone, whether you're an attorney or someone experiencing homelessness, you can still go and get a really wonderful, soulful, nutritious meal.
Now, one of the things that I've been to some of your events and you were giving a speech and talking about grocery store access. Now, you're not talking about spoiled food.
No.
Because, honestly,
it's beautiful.
Honestly, a lot the dates that are on your food, those are not spoiled dates. Those are
sell-by
and pretty dates.
Exactly. Yep.
And so you take food that's perfectly fine, but grocery stores have to toss. Mm-hmm. And because how much food do we throw away on average in this country? What
so
is it?
40% of all food produced in the United States ends up getting thrown out.
I cringe to that.
And that is hard, man.
That's very
tough.
Especially when you think about all the people in need and all the people who just don't even have food access. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you think about food excess, you don't even think about just people experiencing food insecurity. People mostly just think about people experiencing homelessness. But really, like, if you think about how many people are desperately thinking about where their next meal is coming from.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a ton of people, man. I mean, rent is getting higher. Your paycheck's staying the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people, man. I think that's one of the things that's really interesting about our concept. You know, when you talk about homelessness, maybe, 3% to 5% of us have been touched by homelessness. But mm-hmm. when you talk about food insecurity, I don't know a person. I know there are people who've never experienced what it's like to need food. But I know I sure as heck have needed food at one point and couldn't get it. I know
I had to steal
everyone,
food.
Right? I mean, yeah. I think everyone has at one point in their life known what it feels like to not be able to get access to food.
Yeah.
So
it's a scary situation. Then when you add kids into the mix as well, you know, and it's nice that there are folks like you that are trying to do something about it. Now, it's Giving Tuesday. If someone wants to be
Happy Giving Tuesday.
If someone wants to give a part or give something or help out, be a part of Little John's, what would you suggest they do?
Yeah, well, there's littlejohnsrestaurant.com. And, you know, we actually just sent an email out today.
I got it today.
And one of the things was it's how much can just like a dollar do. So we've got about 4,000 friends on Facebook and through our email list. And if everybody donated a dollar, that's $4,000, right?
Whoa,
you know, you multiply that out.
See, that's what I was talking about earlier. Just a small donation like that.
A little tiny bit, you know? And like, so one of the things we try to say is we're trying to raise $250,000 to get our food cart going and whatnot. There's 250,000 people in Madison. If everyone just donated $1, we're not even looking for $100 or $3,000 or any of those big donations. Really, we wanted this to be something where if everyone kind of chips in and helps out, we can really make a huge difference together. If everyone chipped in a buck, we got our $250,000. So one of the things that we're asking people for is if there's any way you can do even like a monthly donation. Those are the things that are really helping us keep going right now until we can get open. But honestly, even if it's just $1 or $5, if you just go to littlejohnsrestaurant.com, there's a way to donate right now, and it helps us out a ton. So,
all right.
Well, I'm gonna set up a text link right now and just text in little to 608-321-1063, and this link will show up right on your phone.
Thank
so
you,
make
man.
It make it easy for you, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I can't spell the word restaurant.
Recently, I'm like, why does that look weird to me?
Why are there so many E's and A's and weird places in that word? But just text.
And U's. A lot of U's.
Yes, yes, yes. Restaurant.
Restaurant.
So just text the word little, and I'll have that set up for you. And like you said, you know, just if you have a dollar to give, I've said this before, dimes make dollars, dollars make differences. This really is a chance for you to give back and be a part of something. And also, I was watching the best show on TV, CBS Sunday Morning, and possibly one of the greatest musicians ever, Jon Bon Jovi, started one.
He's got one
in New Jersey. So.
And so did Brad Paisley in Nashville.
See? Look at that.
A grocery store where it was Pay What You Can grocery store.
Well,
yes.
That's one of the things
so let's do this.
Yeah, let's think about like our people who are most in need, and let's try and find a way to help out a hand, you know?
Do you play guitar like either one of them?
I do play guitar, but not that well.
But I'll tell you what, I bet you neither one of them know what spatchcocking is.
There we go.
So true.
Yes.
So true.
So again, text little to 608-321-1063, and we'll have that sent right to you.